Your Bard, a play by Phil Johnson. The play is set at a time when landlords could decide when to open and when to close. It is performed by Phil Johnson and Bob Willerton.
Well, Roy, think I'll have another.
What? Come again? Did you say you want another?
Yes, I said I think I'll have another.
Is sure? Well, I'm gobsmacked, Eric. You are pushing the boat out tonight, eh? Righto. Same again, yes?
Roy.
Well, here we go. Another pint coming up.
Well, there's a first for everything.
Oh, indeed, but let me get this straight. You want a second pint, right? After 10 years of entering my pub and having just the one, you are, for the first time, going to have a second pint. Well, I must ask why. What has brought about such a dramatic change in your drinking routine? How do you account for it?
Well, Roy, after that pint, I just have to say that your beer is top-notch tonight. Perfect. I simply must have another. I can't think when I've had a better pint.
Hold on. What did you just say?
Just that I thought tonight your beer is out of this world. Perfect. Well worth a second pint.
Well, in that case, consider yourself barred.
Bad? Bad? What do you mean bad? I don't get it.
Yes, and you don't get it either. No second pint. No pint from now on, in fact. From now on, consider yourself barred. Do not come through that door again. Well, as long as I'm landlord.
But you can. I mean, what have I done wrong? What have I done to merit barring? You can't bar me, surely.
Oh, yes, I can. It's my house. I am the name over the door, the licensee. I've every right to say who, or more importantly, and certainly in your case, who does not come into this pub. My name guarantees the licensing authorities that I keep a proper house. No trouble.
Trouble? I've only been here half an hour. My behaviour's been well. Nothing to cause offence. I haven't been rowdy. Used offensive language. Come on, Roy. You're having a laugh.
Am I? Just let's think. Oh, it's not what you've actually done, Eric, that's upset me. Believe me, I've had to deal with more physical challenges in this business than you could ever offer. You are mildness personified. Flies flock to your corner of the bar knowing there'll be no danger of being hurt. But let me just remind you of what you just said now. I can't think when I've had a better pint.
It's true. It is.
Meaning?
What I said.
So, tonight, my beer is exceptional, beyond comparison with any other beer on any other night. Well worth a second helping in my pub, of which, may I remind you, I am the licensee.
Yeah, I get that. A point somewhat laboured, but I was only expressing my thoughts.
Maybe, but no. What you said, what you implied, was that for the how many years you've been coming in here for your one pint nightly, you've been accepting my beer. Until tonight, that is, when you declared my beer is top-notch, when you decide to break with your tradition and have another pint, and then say how good it is. To me, you're saying my beer has just been all right. Until tonight, it has been okay, all right. Well, right enough, at least, to keep you coming back every night for your one evening pint.
Come on, Roy. Well, perhaps it's me. My biorhythms, they're just lined up. That could be it. They could be all lined up. Hey, I had to buy a lottery ticket. Perhaps I had a great day at work. The weather. It's not the beer qualities that's the issue. It's all down to me.
But it is the beer. Or rather, your opinion of it that hurts. Your bard.
But I'm a regular.
No longer a regular, I'm pleased to say.
Well, I'm shocked, to say the least. Okay, let this be your loss. From now on, I will take my after-work pint elsewhere.
My loss? One pint? The loss of one pint? I think my business will stand that. Oh, and which hostelry will in future reap the benefits of your custom?
Rising sun next door. I usually pop in.
When?
After I leave here.
What? Every night?
Yeah. Usually have a couple in there, sometimes a bit of food. Thursday's quiz night, so I often stay for that, yeah. Steve runs a good pub.
If Steve runs such a good pub, why do you come in here?
Well, it's handy.
What do you mean, handy?
I only work round the corner. Always ready for a pint after work.
So, in all the years you've been coming in here for just one pint, which you make last 30 minutes, why not go to the Rising Sun from work?
He opens 30 minutes after you. Hey! Look at the time. Shan't need that second pint anyway. Steve's open. Good night, Roy.
Aye. Good night, Eric. See you tomorrow. What am I saying?
You've a short memory. You won't see me tomorrow. I'm bad. Remember?
Yes. Habits do die hard.